100 years ago, after the war, our founders created a system they believed would create lasting peace. They divided society into five factions.
The only way you can survive is for each of you to claim your rightful place.
Everyone is tested to determine who we are and where we belong.
Say goodbye to your families.
Are you nervous?
No.
So, they call it Divergent, and I understand why, because I diverged my mind from that fucking theater screen. I've never been so bored.
Well, I love how this movie is all about think for yourself, be creative, oh my God, free thinking. Wow, what irony that the movie copies from everything that we've seen in young adult movies.
I like how you said it says be creative and think for yourself. Or it's like, well, it wasn't a single, when it gets to that ending, all that shit gets dropped.
I know, exactly, like you get to the end, it's like, kiss my ass.
Yeah, exactly, ain't no fucking, y'all think for yourself. It's pretty much, you made the wrong choice, bitch.
I explained this to one of my friends, because as I said, I went with a couple of my friends to go see the Muppets last night, and they asked me, well, what, like, where would you rank Divergent? And I was like, okay, so here's the top of the hill of young adult novel. Here's Harry Potter and the Hunger Games, partying it out, you know, being good. Then there's an Everest-sized mountain that you got to climb all the way down.
Yeah, Amethyst Chaos, she sent me a thing, and I was just like, well, how many young adults came out last year? And she sent me this whole list. I was like, God damn, I forgot about all those.
Yeah, no, that's like all those things. It's like, well, fuck me.
And then I kind of forgot. Ender's Game is one. Although I enjoyed it, it's nothing that stand out as...
I don't understand how Ender's Game is one, because it actually deals with dark subject material.
Yeah, I guess because it's got kids in it. That's the only reason.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of, because I bought the Blu-ray and I watched it over. I was just like, there's some pretty fucked up shit in here. If you read, I never read the books. I don't know the full details and length, but yeah, but as watching this, I'm just like, there's some fucked up material that they're trying to throw at the screen. Divergent, not so much.
No. This is, as I've been telling people, you know, in a broad perspective, like, if you don't read the books and you don't know anything about the series, it's a Hunger Games ripoff. I'm sorry, it is.
Man, you see those box office numbers, motherfuckers. Apparently people have read those books. Although it's not in the Twilight, Harry Potter, Hunger Games area as far as money, it's somewhere in there trying to be number four, I guess. So I'm curious to see what it does at the end of the week. But because this movie, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't have any hate for going into it because I didn't know anything about the motherfucker. So
I had some hate coming out of it.
Yeah, I had hate during it, but
I had hate coming out of it because, I'll just let you give a quick synopsis of the plot and we'll go into it.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't even remember the synopsis. I got lost.
All right, well then allow me. So, we're going off from what I remember, folks, so if I fuck anything up, I apologize.
I'll remember. I usually can remember when people tell me.
Okay, so it's set in a futuristic Chicago where people are divided into five distinct kind of groups.
Hunger Games.
Nope, everyone, we have five, not 13.
Oh, Harry Potter.
So we got the Alpingadion, which is the selfless people.
Yeah.
Amity, which is the kind.
Got the
Andor, which is the honest. Erudite, which is the intelligent. And Dauntless, which is the brave. And it's based off their personalities.
The parkour.
Our story surrounds Triss, who's played by Shane Woodley, who is what's known as Divergent, which means she is free thinking.
I thought she was kind of bland in this.
Oh, you think? So, as soon as people find out that she's a Divergent and that she can think on her own, give her.
Yeah.
She is hunted down and, forced into this evil plot that she's gonna be in the middle of.
Oh my God.
La 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 la, we're gonna copy everything.
You know what the best thing of this movie was, Lehu? Is we said last week what the greatest movie ever was, And that was Punisher Warzone. My man Ray Stevenson makes an appearance in this movie. Now, whenever I see him on screen...
That's what you're going to bring up?
You damn straight, yeah. Because right. I've been talking about him for 2 weeks now.
Exactly. So allow me to bring up the rest of the cast. Shane Woodley, her character is bland, but I will give her credit. She tries to do the best that she does. I'm going to start with the actors just because I feel like this is a good point to start with a problem.
She has the same look on her fucking face throughout the whole goddamn movie. She must have went to the Keanu Reeves School of Acting for this movie.
I was getting reminded of when she was back on that ABC Family show.
Oh my God.
Like, because I've seen her be a good actress.
Yeah.
Like, we both have.
Yeah, she was last year, Spectacular Now.
Yeah, Spectacular Now. You remember The Descendants?
Yeah, Descendants as well. I don't really see her as Mary Jane. I don't know where that casting came from, but okay. So,
yeah. But we go into the other stars of this movie. This is a primarily young cast besides Kate Winslet, Ray Stevenson, and Maggie Q, and Ashley Judd. They're really the only old actors in this movie.
And Jai Courtney. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck keeps giving this guy work?
I don't know, but yeah, I'm glad you brought him up. There is a trifecta of bad male characters in this movie.
Oh my God, every male character. Oh, even your boy's in here too, can't forget him.
I know, this is what I meant by the trifecta. This is the trifecta that pissed me off. Theo James, Jai Courtney, and Miles Teller.
I knew he was going to say him.
Nobody should be giving these guys roles.
I didn't know Zoe Kravitz was in the film too, by the way. Just throw
I completely missed her.
Yeah, so. She played a Christina, if I'm not mistaken. But Theo James, I thought was just horrible.
Theo James is like, Jai Courtney's like, I'm going to be the most bland actor in this movie. And Theo James said, oh no you don't, bitch, I got more screen time.
I think we saw Jai Courtney so bad in so many fucking movies that we just kind of threw him off when we came to Theo James. Because goddamn, man, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, Jai Courtney has built up that expectation with him at this point. But Theo James, you know, this is one of his first big roles. You gonna get screwed up, buddy.
Man, him and Shailene Woodley just feeding off each other at times. I was just looking at the two like, what director told them to look soulless?
Well, this is directed by
Neil Berger, if I'm not mistaken. Or Booger.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know what
Well, no, like, this is a 50-50, like, he'll do a great movie and then he'll do a shit movie.
Yeah, because he did Limitless, right? And,
Limitless, The Illusionist, and then his shit movies are The Lucky Ones and this.
Yeah, I was about to say he did that Lucky One, right? Or some shit like that.
So he's proven he can be a good director, but you know what this reeks of to me?
Mm-hmm.
Studio film.
Yeah, and plus, I think he wrote Limitless, too, if I'm not mistaken.
He did write Limitless.
Limitless.
He also wrote The Illusionist.
So, yeah.
Studio film.
Now, usually, 9 times out of 10, when these book movies aren't really that good, is, you can't really blame, well, I guess you can blame the writer for not switching things, but at the same time, it follows an adaptation of something, which is the book. And if the movie is bad...
He doesn't do enough to distance himself from that book.
Hey, do you know anything about the book? Has anybody told you anything?
No, but I get what you're trying to say, because one of the things that sticks out to me about the Harry Potter franchise is that they were very good at understanding what would work for a movie medium and what wouldn't work for a movie medium.
Because they had the beautiful and talented J.K. Rowling tell them, put that shit out of there. Take it out.
Right. Right, exactly. So, having that there is a good thing. And they are very, very, like, that series was very, very, very good about establishing it as its own thing. The Hunger Games, in its second movie, did the same thing, where it did enough to establish itself as a movie franchise and distance itself from the book enough to have us all go, oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
This film, like, does not get that memo.
No, with this film, I say I was bored, but once again, I came in here not knowing a damn thing about the movie and stuff like that. I was bored, but at times they brought up something that it asked a question, and I was curious about the answer, but then when it just goes half-assed nowhere, because they ask so many questions in this movie that they don't even answer, they flimsy and fumble the ball over it multiple times. I mean...
That's the thing. Like, every question they ask in this movie, they wouldn't answer. They might as well just, like, I hope someone makes a dub of this movie... Where every question they don't answer, where it's like, why did they do this? And then it's just dub over, sequel.
There's like three fucking questions, major questions asked at the beginning of the film, too. And I'm just thinking like, oh, I thought they would have explained it now. But I was like, yeah, at the end of the film, they'll do that, because, like, it's supposed to wrap itself all around.
They're dangling those questions over the audience the whole time like a piece of cheese over a mouse.
Like that goddamn airplane that Hal Jordan gave that kid in Green Lantern. But
joke, but
it's gonna come crumbling down at one point, kid. You just gotta look to the stars. but no, and I was curious about them questions, but then when I realized the end of the movie came, I was like, it ain't even that. What the fuck? Yeah. So that's the thing about a book franchise too, is hey, we know we're gonna get, and it looked like they probably are gonna get sequels for this movie. Which I think in the first, well, at least in movies general, if you're making a trilogy, you need to tie up those loose ends in the first movie, second movie, or third. Whatever you bring up in the first, it shouldn't come full circle in the last goddamn movie. Okay.
No, I'm sorry to avoid you, but I was looking that up. Yes, I've already greenlit a sequel, and they already have a director on it. You know who the director they got to do the sequel is?
Damn, they already greenlight the fucking sequel. Okay, what is it?
Oh, it gets better. You want to know who's directing the sequel?
Who's doing that?
The guy who did R.I.P.D. in Red.
Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. You got to be fucking kidding me. Yeah, because those were such huge hits, yeah. Little Red was.
Healthier.
Yeah, Red was. I don't know about R.I.P.D., but... Matter of fact, Red wasn't even that huge. It just barely made his budget back. Wow.
What'd you give this?
How do you go from Red to fucking R.I.P.D. to fucking Divergent? That ain't even fucking... I don't care. I did not give a shit about this movie. And, like, the one positive thing I have about the movie is that it asked these questions. It kept my interest in going into it. But, once again, they don't answer the questions, and they left me more lost than what I was coming into the film. So, if you're telling me, hey, come back to the sequel, P1. You'll get all your answers, and fuck you.
She said the same thing about Amazing Spider-Man.
Fuck you, Amazing Spider-Man.
I'm right there with you, and it's partially because of that, but also partially because, as I brought up at the beginning, this movie undercuts its message that it's trying to portray to its audience, where you need to be creative, you need to be yourself, and it's telling girls, you need to be yourself, you need to not let anyone control you, and this girl does that for the first half of the movie, but as soon as a man comes away, she's like, oh, hello!
Oh, that's another thing, too, to add in my synopsis to it, is the acting is fucking bad, I'm sorry. On everyone's part.
This is getting a big old fucking for me.
Yeah, I thought either the people I thought was good, like, you know, you got your Kate Winslet in here, your Mikelle Pfeiffer, or Zoe Kravitz, she can be hit or miss, I've seen her good sometimes, Miles Teller, he's that wild card or whatever, but then you see these people and you just go like, wow, even Shailene Woodley, I was embarrassed for her at times being this film. She looks so, this is the blandest I've ever fucking seen her, like, seriously.
You can
see from the trailer, I'm looking at a picture right now of her.
She looks boring.
She's just looking into space. She is just looking into space, lost as shit, like, and that is not her personality, I'm sorry, so.
No, it's not at all.
Someone directed that on her ass, so.
Yeah,
and obviously that someone is Mr. Neil Berger.
Yeah, so Neil Berger, obviously, after directing this movie, said, y'all, kiss my ass.
Neil Berger.
I'm better than this. And they got a hack to do the sequel, so we're in for some fun, P1.
Neil Berger said, I need to get a 50-50 going. I gotta have two bad movies. It's just fair.
All right, night, everyone.
Later, bastards.
Divergence threatened the system. It won't be safe until they're removed.
She's gonna kill me.
We have to be ready for anything.
The world is changing. You'll have to decide who you're loyal to. All of my life, I've lived by your rules. Not anymore.